a Daniel Namad song. What on which one of his CDs? Do you know? I don't know. It's called Unbecoming? Unbecoming. What a fabulous piece of music. Can we have a little light so we can see what's happening? I need light. It's not that Reverend Cheryl isn't like a massive light unto herself, but we also want to give her a little light to make her way on up here. So for those of you who have not met her, you will just love this. And for those of us who've been waiting for this, Reverend Cheryl, will you come join us? We are so glad to have you here. Woo! All right, take it away.
Well, you know, people put a lot of pressure on me. This would be scary if I didn't know who I was. It's beautiful. I want to thank Reverend Karen for giving me permission to stand on her podium. And that's serious. She don't just let anybody up here. My title today is Empowering Your Power. And my intention today is to drop some seeds of wisdom. When we were back in the room praying, that's what I was told I was supposed to be doing up here today, that I was going to open my mouth and just wisdom was going to flow. Pressure. But I can do it. My intention today is drop some seeds of wisdom to make it easier for us to receive our good. I know it. To allow us to be more comfortable in having our desires. We want our desires to take form. I want us to get in the understanding that we're to feel good about living our visions. That's what we're here for. Raymond, I want you to turn the lights off. Turn them all off. Every one of them. Well, look at this. Had you noticed it before? Some had, some hadn't. You know, Jesus is real clear about lights and baskets. Don't turn them on yet. So let's base this lesson on some foundation ideas of truth. In Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, you are the light of the world. He says, a city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all the houses. He continued in saying, in the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father God. Said, put it up on the stand. Put your light up on the stand. It's a problem, though. It's too many of us that put our light under a basket. Hey, it's dark in here, ain't it? Raymond, turn the lights on. We put our light under a basket. In John 17, in the New American Bible, it says, now I really do like this. It said, this is God talking. He says, and all things that are mine are yours. This is God talking. All things that are mine are yours. And yours, they're mine. And I have been glorified in them. I love that. Now, sometimes I have to read things a couple of times to see what is being said to me. But I know when I read that, I heard something good. God is saying, when you deliberately, let me hear the word deliberately, when you deliberately use me to look good, when you deliberately use me to manifest, you make me look good. Now, that's what that was saying, John 17, when it said, all things that are mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. See, that's what I heard. When you deliberately use me and you manifest, God is saying, that's all about me. And I say, amen, hallelujah. That's what I say. You know, we are spiritual beings, individualizations of God. We all have been given unlimited powers. Power. So let's get this straight. Power is a quality. It's a quality of our divine essence. Our divine essence. That means they ain't going nowhere. That means every day I wake up, they're here. Just like God. And our qualities, our divine qualities are, you knew I was going to get here sooner or later. Anybody ever saw me? So here we go. If you know them, come with me. If you don't, just listen. Our divine qualities are love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, and freedom. Freedom. Those are our divine essence. And those divine essence is our power. Now, intellectually, we understand that we have power, but the question today, and the question that must be perpetually asked, is what are we doing with it? What are we doing with it? What are we doing with this love, life, light, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, freedom that is unlimited and all powerful and everywhere present all at the same time and all knowing? What are we doing with it? Are we limiting our power? Or are we empowering it to enhance and advance our lives? You know, whenever I'm studying and I'm trying to consciously, deliberately move to another place of being, when I say my life, what I say like in a football sound, when I say my life, I say, whose life? That's what I do. God's life. That's what I say, okay? Because I want to make sure that I understand that standing alone as skin and bone, I have nothing. but with spirit, I am unstoppable. When I know this, God's life. That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to enhance our life, and we're supposed to advance our lives. You know, in the Bible, it says, all things are possible. And I recognize we get confused in terms of thinking that one thing is better than another thing, and this thing is better than another thing, and this experience is better than another experience. And what we need to understand that there has never been an experience that was made that was not made with the substance of God. Ain't never happened. And so therefore, every experience that you could possibly think of and those you don't think of are in the pool of pure potentiality and can be chosen at will. And because we are the individualization of God, the individualization of spirit, the individualization of light, we have the right, we have the correct ID to say, give me my stuff. I love that. I love that. Give me my stuff. And yet, we get a little bit of good. Not much, I've found. And we think we are asking for too much if we want more. Where did that come from? Why is this? I sat down and I pondered this. That's an interesting experience to see. And I came up with the fact that we deny our good. We deny our power. And I say that the reason that we do this is that power and good are unfamiliar feelings. An unfamiliar place to stand. And we feel more comfortable in the powerless. Even though we are the individualization of God, and therefore all that I have, love that. I go hunting for the promises. I go hunting. Promises that God made. That's what I look for. All that I have is thine. And yet, we think if we ask for just a little bit more, that we're being greedy. The whole buffet is on the table, and we go up there and act like we're on a diet. Well, I say no more. Amen. I say no more. Daniel Damon said that we deny our truth, that people told us things that weren't true. And therefore, little by little by little by little, we start standing in a place that was not the truth of us. And Daniel says that what we need to do is to unbecome. He said it's about unbecoming what I never was. It's about unlearning what was never true. It's about unbelieving all the lies that I've been told. He says, now that I see there's no judge, there's no jury, now that I know, I can take my own road. He said, unbecoming is the story of our soul. Amen. I agree. I agree. And it's easier to do this. Yes, they did. And didn't they do a fabulous job with that song? Yes, they did. It's easier to manifest your desires when you empower your powers. So you might notice I've given you a gift. What I have named the journey that we are about to take is a gooder life journey. That's where we're going. We're going to a place of gooder and gooder and gooder. And what I have given you for this journey is a gooder life journey travel pack. And I can assure you that with this, there is no manifestation that is out of your hands. Anything. The all things that God was talking about. These are tools. You say, I didn't know that. I know you didn't. You didn't ponder the studying that I did. So here's 2019. I'm going to tell you right now, I had a fabulous 2018. Anybody that know I did, give me an amen. Amen. That's right, because they know that I just took that 25-day cruise. They know that, okay? Woo! It was a desire I had. I didn't say I had the money. I said it was a desire that I had. And because I know what I know, I knew that that was the only thing I needed for that cruise, that 25-day cruise to Australia. Somebody making my bed, somebody bringing me food, somebody serving me, somebody saying, yes, ma'am, what do you want now? Is that enough? Can I get you some more? Oh, okay. I went back there. Woo! Okay. That experience, okay? I had nothing but the experience in the vision, my light, and my fork. And that was all I needed. I know you're ready for some more. The fork. The fork, now number one, if you want a different year this year than last year, now I want better, more, more. That's what I want from last year. I want more, 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 better, 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 gooder, gooder, gooder this year. That's what I want, okay? But if you too, I hear you. Okay, now this is how you do it. You got to have a vision. The Bible says that that without a vision, the people perished. Okay? So you gotta have a vision. If you don't have a vision, you're just gonna be sitting around every day, and then you're gonna get to complaining about what you ain't got, and then you're gonna get mean and ornery, and I don't wanna be around you. Because we weren't made to not live our desires. We were not made to say no to our dreams. We were not made to not have the visions that God is and can provide and cannot be. So the fork. Fork. I thought this was a pretty fork, to tell you the truth. I could have got another fork, but I said, no, that looked a little classy. I want this one. I like this one. So the fork is, once you have a vision, I need you to get hungry for it. I need you to be hungry. There's this TV show my sister and I watch. It's just as stupid as can be. But it's these people that's singing, and they're competing. And when they come up to sing for this big, 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 big prize, they ask them, are you hungry? And they say, yeah, I'm hungry. And then sometimes people get up there, and before they sing their song, they do this. And what they're saying is, eat, 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 eat. That's what I want you to do with your desire. I want you to be hungry for that desire, for that vision to take form. Now, you need to be hungry, because on this path, on this journey that you're about to take, things are not always as clear as it is in the vision. So I need you to get straight right now. What is the vision? What is it that you think I got to have? What is it that you think when God said, prove me now, it was talking about? I want you to dig and go to that vision that you put aside, but you ain't never been okay with putting it aside. I'm telling you right now, you can have it. Right now, you can't be lukewarm about it. I don't care if it's a job. I don't care if it's a car. I don't care if it's a house. I don't care what it is. If you need and want it to manifest, you got to be hungry for it. You got to fill yourself up with it. You got to eat. Good. You got to feel it. You got to see what it looks like. So here we are on a journey. Got my fork, got my light. Now, on my journey to this 25-day cruise that was fabulous, amen, hallelujah, it was more than I'd ever spent on a cruise. More. I was looking at my account, and I was saying, woo, baby, we about to bruise you. But I said, but that's okay, because I know what I know. And I had to get out the way. That's what I learned to do. I had to get clear, and I had to get out the way. Now, interesting enough, the first gift that God gave the world, the universe in Genesis, is light, is understanding, is intelligence. The second gift that God gave the universe was the gift of a place to stand, to build our faith. You know, I thought that was interesting, because in Genesis, it says, after God made the light, it did next said, and then God made the firmament. And the firmament, metaphysically, is a place where there's high water and ground, and then lower water. Now, metaphysically, water always represents consciousness. So what God did in this firmament is to make us a place to stand and get clear. That's what the firmament is for. For me to get clear on my vision. For me to just stand in this higher place of knowing who I am, first I need to know I'm light. And I need to know whose light am I? I'm God's light. And then I pick a desire, pick a vision, see the vision. That vision could be about health. That vision could be about prosperity. That vision could be about peace. That vision could be about beauty, joy. Now, what we need to understand, it could be about a parking space. It doesn't matter. What we need to understand, that every form that has ever been, every form that is ever going to be, every form that is right now is all made out of the same thing, God's substance. You may not like this and you like that. You may not like this, but you like that. But it's all made out of the same thing, God's substance. So why, as the individualization of light, God's light, why did we turn our light off and decide that just a little bit of nothing is good enough for me? No more. So you got the fork, you got your vision, you're hungry. Now, if you're not hungry, go sit down. Because there's going to be a lot of things you're going to see on this road, on this journey, that if you're not clear of what it is you're looking at in the inside, then the outside is going to fool you. And that's why the firmament was high land. You had the low land and you had the high land. The firmament is the high land. Go to the high land. Go to your truth. Go to who you are. And stand in your vision. So here I am on my path. I'm happy. I'm going. I'm excited. Now that I knew I had to do. Not only did I have to stay hungry, but I had to stay excited. Had to be involved. I had to be hot about it. I had to be, okay, that's who I am, and that is who God is, because I didn't know how to do it. So I was real clear, the only way this is going to be done is I'm going to stand as God's light and allow it to be done unto me. So I stood and said, okay, it's done. It's done. I don't see it out there yet. Is done. But see, that can be a problem because the other thing that this fork is for is to recognize as you go on your journey of good, you're going to hit a fork in the road. I can guarantee you that. Keep it with you. Don't let, because you, I guarantee you're going to hit a fork in the road, and that fork in the road is saying, beloved, do you know who you are? Beloved, are you using me to take this next step? Beloved, do you see where you're going? That's why roads fork. Just so we don't just keep going down the road and going down the road and going down the road and we going the wrong way. But the fork in the road gives us an opportunity to see our vision. The fork in the road gives us an opportunity for us to know who we are. When we know who we are, the journey is so much easier. But we will forget. You know, last year, I fell down, I tripped, I stumbled. The only thing I can say is I did not crumble. Because it didn't always look like it was going to fall together. But then what I did is take out my light. My God light. And I stood my God light on sacred ground. This is my truth. This is my truth. This is my life. This is what God is. This is what God said I was. The individualization of infinite intelligence. I put my light there. I'm at the fork of the road. And I don't know which way to go. Do I go there? Do I go there? And this is when I have to understand what it is I've been studying all these years. This is my opportunity. This light is this my opportunity for me to stop and get clear and ask myself, who are you? I'm the individualization of God. What do you need? I got everything I need. Where are you going? Anywhere I choose to go, as long as I know God walks ahead of me. See, I got to stand on this, because I don't know how to do this other than stand on the truth of who I am, stand on the identity of who I am. That's all I know to do. Because I did not want to go out and get 3 jobs. I am retired. Fork in the road, light. Now, I'm going to tell you about this light. Sometimes I have to get real close to what I'm looking at. My sister swears I have cataracts. I am not accepting that. But sometimes I have to get real close to see the truth. Sometimes I have to bring the light real close to me, almost to the point where I'm ready to swallow it. Because I know this light, this God's light, this my identity, is the only way I know to have gooder and more. And there's no limit to it. So I got my fork. Uh-oh, I'm at the fork in the road. Now, one of the things I recognize that when I don't see God, I don't move. Did you hear me? Yes. If I don't see God, I don't move. Now, I have done some crazy things. Don't ask my sister and brother and my cousin, because they'll keep you here all day. But it's certain things I learned on the road of getting here. And that is, it works better with God. I don't know why, but it works better with God. So my job is to empower the qualities that I am. My job is to empower the qualities that the desire that I have is made of. My job is to activate, shake up, dance with, move around, have fun with, look at it close, the qualities I am, because I need to call them out when I can't see them. And I'm at that fork of the road where I don't know if this is the right way to go or not. But I look and I say, do I see God? A lot of people don't know how to see God. That's a problem. They don't know how to see God. Everything you're looking at is God. It ain't hard to see God, unless you think God got to show up in a robe. What's that thing called? That thing? Yeah, that. But God is easy to see. All you have to do is use your light and get accustomed to looking at love. Use your light and get accustomed. Like I said, we don't stand in the truth because we aren't familiar with it, okay? The good that we want is right here. We just don't see it because we're unfamiliar with it. You know, have you ever been looking for something, and you don't see it? That happened to me the other day. I was looking for my earphones to go out walking. 2 days later, I looked at the table, and here they were on top of the table. What I need you to understand is that's your vision. That's how close your vision is. It's right here. It's right here. It's right here. But you don't see it because you don't know that you equal it. That God, you, and the vision that you have are all one thing. No separation. It is only one. One thing. It is that vision is love, or is life, or is light, or is power, is peace, or is beauty and joy, as health and prosperity, or maybe it's peace and beauty together. Maybe it's joy and health together. Whatever your vision is God. And because this is so interesting, it just happens to be. And because God is omnipresent, that means it has to be here. And that's why I need my light. I need my light to see that my good is here. And I need my light to shine so other people can see what they need to see. I need to be able to tell the world how good life is. I need to testify what it is that you want. You can have it. I need my light. We need each other for our light. It doesn't work as good when you don't know who you are. I've gotten in a way where I totally trust that what I need is here. What I want you to do is everybody turn your light on. You the individualization of God. Turn your light on. Everybody got their light on? Get your light on. Raymond, turn the lights off. Turn the lights off. Ooh. 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 That's who we are. This is who we are. We are the individualization of God. We are God's light. We are God's intelligence. We are the chooser of the vision. And everything we need for our vision to be fulfilled, it is because we are the light. Raymond, turn the lights on. That's who we are. And that's who we are yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So I'm excited about this year. I'm hungry, I'm eager, I'm keen, I'm greedy. I'm itching, I'm hot for my next desire. And you know, when I am all this, it activates my qualities, and it makes my qualities dance and sing and jump around and move and become something else. And I am is a different activation than I hope. It is done now. Dancing is a different activation than I wish. I wish. I hope. I was talking to somebody, and they wanted to demonstrate their desire, and I said, well, you're hungry? And they said, if it comes to me. I know you did, but I wasn't going to tell nobody. See, if you don't say nothing, we don't know that it was you. Okay. We say, if it happens, it happens. You know, that does not shake up anything new and exciting and advanced and more. That doesn't do anything. So I'm here to stand on my good. I'm here to stand in my desires. I'm here to be a witness to God. You know, years and years and years ago when I started on my prosperity path, I'm going to tell you, you all may not understand it now because I look so doggone good right now. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. But, honey, it was rough. I was telling my sister the other day, girl, I remember when I lived in Chicago. You know how you do, I was so poor. I was so poor. I put plastic in. Yeah, come on, let's do that again. I was so poor. I love you all. Yes. I put put plastic bags on my feet to keep them dry in my winter, Chicago winter boots, because my feet got wet and I was having an awful time. Now understand, here, I need you to picture this. Here is the individualization of God, the individualization of light, the individualization of all that and a bag of chips, and I had to put plastic bags on my feet to keep my feet warm. I just want you to understand that lack is nothing but an idea. It's one of the ideas in a pool of pure potentiality. But when you get tired of pulling lack out the pool, I need you to know that prosperity is right where you are. It may not be familiar. It may not look the way you thought it would look. But prosperity is right where you are. Health is right where you are. And in my growth, in my being, in my knowing, it is my job every day, every day, every day, every day, every time. You all know, every time you tell me a lie, what do I jump on it? Do I get an amen on that? I have people say, Reverend Shure, I'm going to tell you, I come to your class, but I'm scared of you. I understand.
They ought to get
Everett. Okay, thank you. Because I know that the desire that you have, no matter what it is possible, and it's possible when. So here's a tough question. How is it possible? Dang. I guess I did a good job. So take your tools with you. Now, I'm going to tell you, without a doubt, once you have a vision, it's not going to take long for this wonderful universe that supports you fabulously. It's going to give you a roadblock, and it's going to say, who are you? And you think that roadblock is blocking you, but it's not that. That roadblock is saying, I don't want you to go any further until you know who you are, because it's going to be futile, just like in Star Trek. It ain't going to do you no good. So that's the gift. The roadblock is the gift for us to squint our eyes. Do I see it? Do I feel it? Do I know that it's here? And when I can swallow it, not see it out there, when I swallow my vision, that's how much this vision is in me, I can take that step. Because I know that right where I am, God is. And I know that whatever I need, God is. And I know that I am, God is. I know God is and I am. And I know that everything I do in this fabulous world, because I made up my mind years ago. I took another occupation that I'm not going to retire from. My job is to make God look good. I think I'll stop there. And so it is. Yes. Do I right now, right? Okie dokie. I love praying. Let me look at my time, because honey, I'd be up here till the football game came on. I'd be in here all by myself, too. Everybody that's in my conversation group know where I'm about to start, and I want you to join with me in opening up this prayer. You ready? Right here and right now, I recognize a power that is all powerful. I see it. I recognize a power that is whole perfect and complete, needing nothing to be added to it for it to be complete, and cannot nothing can be taken away from this one power to make it anything but complete, whole, perfect, complete. And this power is everywhere present all at the same time. And this power knows everything that ever needs to be known, and every idea that can ever be known. This power is all things. And this power made me. And this power made you. And this power said, you are my light. You were made to shine. You were made to be that which I am. Love, life, power, peace, beauty, joy, health, prosperity, freedom. You are me. Be that. This power is saying, all that I am, don't hold back. Don't put limits on me. Let me be every good thing through you. It's okay that you don't know how infinite intelligence does. Just stand in me. It's okay that you're sitting up there saying, but when? And I'm saying, it's right here, right now. That's the way I do things. In the here and now. Stand here with me. This one power gives every individualization of light its good. This one power does not say, oh, I gave Judy her good yesterday, so you can't have yours until Thursday. That is not the way this power works. This power says, I am all things in the here, in the now, and I can do any manifestation that you call forth, and it's easier when you know you using me to get the job done. I am ready. I am ready with my light. I'm ready with my fork. I'm hungry. I'm ready to go. And I make a commitment right here, right now, that this year is gooder and gooder and gooder and gooder, because that was what I was made for, to take the powers that I am, shake them up, give them some liveliness, breathe life into them, and call forth. Them to go to come in order in the thing that I want to experience. That's what I was made for. I was made to be the light. And I was given all the equipment I need to be that. I accept my full life right here, right now, for this year. I accept my goodness, my health, my joy, my prosperity, and you know I accept my beauty. Because that's the way I am. And I allow it to be so, knowing that the only thing I need to do is stand in it. The only thing I need to do is make sure I see it in the next step I take. Make sure that I see it in each and every one of you, because I am not fool. Each one of us are the individualization of this one power's light. And in this, I know I relax and I am okay with it. In this moment, I stand in my amazingness. I give thanks for this, and together we say, and so it is.
Guys, turn on your